Have you guys been blessed this weekend? Yeah, sometimes, you know, this segues right into what I'm going to talk about. Sometimes we get into the world, and even as a pastor, we get in the world and we look around and we're like, holy smokes, what is going on? And I'm reminded of a poem, and I'm not going to read it to you, but it's just, no man is an island, this idea that no man is an island. And I was just, you know, doing what I do, being a tech guy, Googling some things as I prepared for today, and just came across this idea that there's some three basic things that humans in general, but I think men as well, you know, basic needs: to be loved and to love, to be needed and to be understood. And I think sometimes this is where the rubber can meet the road. I'm going to call this a couple of different things. Growing up, we would have called this accountability partners. We could call this battle buddies. I got that from our No Place Left training. We talked about this idea of battle buddies. We have somebody that's going to go into battle with us. Getting to know Freddie Moore and Joe, he always calls it covenant brotherhood. You know, that idea that you have a serious covenant brotherhood. And so my statement for you today is really this, is that in this life, we need other men. Even those that are married, that's obviously got to be a really important partnership. But I think men especially, we need other men. We need other guys that understand the way we think, understand the way we tick, understand the way that we just are, and our wives go, oh my gosh, you're doing that again. Whereas a brother might understand, hey, I know exactly where you're going. Well, in Malachi chapter 3, Malachi talks about this idea of the refiner's fire, and he's really speaking kind of about judgment, the future judgment that's coming. But this idea of fire sticks with me really well because fire has a way to separate things. It's even mentioned in the New Testament. And this idea of a refiner's fire, I think, and I know, comes into my life with sanctification, this idea that sometimes God's got to burn some things out of my life, this sin nature that are still there, even though I've been walking with God for a long, long time. There's still things in my life that he needs to keep working on. And this idea of refiner's fire is that if you think about purification, like for gold, for instance, like they've got to get that so hot that the gold is what's left and the imperfections are what are burned away. Another verse that sticks in my mind is Proverbs 27:17, right? As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And we quote that a lot and we think about it, but what's interesting, what happens when iron hits iron and it's sharpening it? There's friction. There's sparks, there's got to be pressure there. And so we think about that, and I think about that as a relationship. I'm encouraging you that if you don't have a battle buddy, someone that you meet with, talk to regularly, someone that you can be honest with, someone that can I just be frank, can call your on your BS, like he can call your, somebody that knows who you are, and when you're trying to put on a front, they know. They know. This is someone that you've got to build a trust with. This doesn't happen over like one day. Like this has been a great experience, but you know, if you didn't know me ahead of time, you're probably not willing to sit down with me and just spill your guts of what's going on. And I'm not going to know you well enough yet. But there's a chance that there's somebody in this room that maybe you connected with or you already meet with that helps you get there. And yes, we need to be in God's word, absolutely. And I think there's power in that can only be spoke through that. There's power in prayer, but I've seen tremendous, like almost amplified when you do those things with another brother. Something that you can only get through time. I've got a good buddy he lives in New York, Buffalo. He's from Buffalo. He's there now. He's a pastor. But I met him in college, and we've been best friends really since that point in time. I don't see him but once a month in a video chat. But when I start talking, he can tell what's going on. And so we have this connection that we're able to stay connected. We're able to share what's going on in our life. He gives me a specific request, and I know I'm going to be praying for that. And the same thing goes both ways. I also have a friend, a buddy that I meet with regularly here in town. So this is, a chance to be honest and open with him and to talk through what's going on in his life and to share what he is going through as well. You know, my challenge for you is really this, is that if you don't have somebody that you're connecting with, you need to find somebody. You need to be praying that God will bring that person to you. If you're attending one of the churches that's here and you don't really know, maybe you can talk to the pastor and try to get connected and see if there's somebody out there that's looking for that same sort of thing. But I can tell you this, that there's many things in life that we go through that we need that backup. See, it's not just the sanctification part. It's not just someone being able to ask how are you doing spiritually or how is this going, how is that going, but it's also someone that you know you can call at any point in time, and it doesn't matter what it is. They got your back. They're there for you. One last challenge for you here is this. Men, if you've got a family, and I know this is not really, this is like a bonus tool. It's already been mentioned. Something that was really conviction to me over the last couple years is I talked with all my kids about spiritual matters all the time, but I was not taking a regular time to have devotions with them. Men, I don't care how long it lasts, how many times a week you do it, find time in your schedule for devotions with your kids. Now, before you think that I'm not super spiritual, I don't have all the answers, that's okay. Here's three simple things you can do in that. If you have access to YouTube, you can do this. There's some great worship songs on there that you can pull up. And I love doing this because we start with a song, and half the time my kids pick it. They're like, oh, I want to do this one, Dad. I want to do that one. And so we've built that level of trust with them. The second thing we do is, no surprise, we read through God's word. I don't give them a sermon. I don't give them 3 points. Is that the right Baptist thing to do? I don't know. I'm not Baptist. But anyways, I don't give them 3 points. I just read God's word. So my four-year-old is sitting there, sometimes sitting there. He's hearing God's word. Your kids hear everything that's going on around you. Let it be his word. And then the third thing we do is we just pray. It's not fancy. It's not difficult. But I ask them what's going on in their heart. What do they want to pray for? And then we take turns praying. Sorry, that was four tools. Was I allowed to do that? I'm the guy going last. But so here's my challenge to you. And we're going to I'll read this to you again from Hebrews chapter 10. We've shared on this a couple of times, starting in verse 23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we possess, for he who is promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Thank you, guys.